Let's talk about having great agreements. Have you ever heard the saying that good fences make good neighbors? Well, good agreements make for good business. Even with good agreements, when you have focused a lot of time and attention on making sure that everything is clearly defined, there can be disagreements within that context. And this is especially true of anything creative, where scope creep and disagreements over deliverables are common. Good agreements define the roles and responsibilities of each party, define the deliverables and the time frames, define the fees and the payment terms, define the concerns, and may even have conflict resolution procedures. And without written agreements, well, there can be a lot of potential issues. The best practice is to have every significant contract reviewed by an attorney. That may be all of your agreements over a set dollar amount, like $1,000 or $5,000, or agreements that are used very often in your practice, like a professional services agreement. Either one of those carries a lot of risk to it, and you need to spend a little bit of money mitigating that risk by making sure that the agreements are sound. To save money, work out the business terms first, and then let the attorneys add the legalese, that wording that doesn't make a lot of sense to most of us. Here's a tip. Finding a sample agreement on the internet and changing a few names is not the same as having an attorney you trust create an agreement that is tailored specifically for your company. I see a lot of companies do that. There's so much valuable information on the internet that we can get almost anything that we want there. But legal agreements, that's not one of them. The risk is too great. And here's a bonus tip. There are many specialties within the legal profession, as within the medical profession. Within the legal profession, I've worked with general counsels and corporate attorneys, human resources and immigration attorneys, securities attorneys, intellectual property attorneys, entertainment attorneys, and real estate attorneys. And there are many more. And there's even subspecialties within these categories. For example, within intellectual property, I find that some may focus on patents, some may focus on trademarks, and others may focus on copyrights and refer each other when the legal situation gets very, very complex. And here's the bottom line when it comes to great agreements. Don't mess with this one. With large deals, you have a lot of exposure, and a bad agreement can cost you your company.